And if you aren't, I don't know what I can do to help you. We always like to make our guests feel at home when they come on the show, especially for the first time. So naturally, when I wanted David Weber, the owner of Weber Skate World in Milton, to come on, of course we're going to play some Bee Gees for him. David, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you. Does that make you feel right at home?
Yes, sir.
Good. So for people who don't know, we have a couple of roller skating rinks in the Pensacola, you know, Santa Rosa, Escambia vicinity. Give us your, like, just real, you know, the pitch for Weber's Skate World, in case people don't know, the beautiful outside mural, inside everything, how active it is. You tell them what they don't know about your operation.
Well, I bought it about 4 years ago to change it, to just bring families back into skating. And it went from the first night, you know, after I rebuilt it, I redid everything, restructured it. I made it like the nicest skating rink in the country. When you walk in, it all glows in the dark. There's 174 black lights, so you can actually run the whole session like it's a kind of like a nightclub for kids, but just all family-oriented. And when I did that, it went from doing, you know, like 10 birthday parties or 30 a weekend. So now it's a community thing where all the families come. You know, we have all kind of special nights. We do special team nights. We do, you know, late skates, and we do Christmas with Santa and all kinds of things at the skating rink. And basically we just modernized it and made it so families would come. So it's taken us about 4 years, but now it's a tremendous business there.
I will tell you,
that's Skate World.
I love it. And the reason I wanted to have you on is because I had heard you talk at City Council about a project you're working on. I had ridden with my wife past it the other day when we ride our bikes. And what I have noticed riding near your, right in front of yours on Dogwood, is, you know, how busy it is on Saturday afternoons, midday, you know, or on Sundays, midday. I'm like, holy smokes, they must be doing something right. That's not the reason I wanted to have you on, but I wanted to give people a little bit of context about what you've been doing with Weber Skate World. The project you're working on now, outside to the north, kind of across the street, basically, you're building what?
I'm building a parabolic 200-meter bank track. Basically, my goal, I bought Skate World for one reason. It was for speed skating. By buying the skating rink, I was able to get kids involved in speed skating, which in turn, you have enough members. I have about 100 members at speed skate at Skate World. Which the goal was to build a bank track, the only one in America, to get the world championships to Milton. And right now, you know, I've got the bank track is built. Probably be another month and a half. I'm waiting on handrails before that open up so that my kids can start skating on it competitively. I'll build it so in the next 3 to 5 years, World Skate, which is speed skating, they're going to put their stamp of approval because I had it engineered through them. So I'm going to try to get the world championships here. I'm saying it's probably going to be 3 years, 4 years at the most, because the next 2 years is in Italy. And then, you know, not only is it just going to be for speed skating, I'm going to open it up to public maybe once or twice a month. It's going to be a special event there. I'm going to do, you know, Christmas and all kinds of stuff on it. Let churches, groups rent the whole facility. It's going to be like a big old park that people are going to be allowed to skate on.
So for people who haven't seen it, and I know they haven't, okay, you look at it, and it's outside. It's an outdoor venue, and it's a large oval with banked ends, and then you're going to have grandstands all around that for people who can watch. And in case they're not picking up on the significance of this, international world championships are going to be held here.
Yes.
And in fact, you guys are already in the running. I think it's you and Miami are the two finalists for, is it this year for the U.S. championships? Is that right?
Yeah, this year. Yeah, they would have definitely already signed with me if they knew I was finished. They have kind of like a clause if you're not finished yet or whatever before they can sign it in. But they moved it to August. It was in May. So with them moving it, I will be open. Whether it's there or not, I'm not sure. But after this year, I already hold the biggest tournament in the United States in Milton. Number one tournament in this, you know, is in Milton, Florida. We have about 400, 500 contestants every year that come to town for 4 days.
And that's speed skating, indoor speed skating.
Indoor speed skating and outdoor, because I usually do it at Milton High School, the outdoor part on Mondays. So it's an indoor-outdoor, basically.
Oh, okay.
And I have you know, like Aaron Jackson, you know, the Olympic champions, and Chad Harrington, Darren Pratt, all the guys that won gold medals in speed skating, all skated inlines first. And they have all been to my meet or raced at my tournament in over the last 25 years. Because I've owned the rink for 4 years, but I put on the tournament 27 times in my lifetime in Milton. And that's kind of what I'm known for, speed skating. And that's what I kind of bought the rink for. And, you know, it's always been a dream. All of us guys from Just Snow that you know, City Council, we've talked about it since I was 20 years old. Having a facility that has an indoor facility, a parabolic track, and a road course. And next year, I'm going to build a road course. I'm going to have the only facility in the world that has all three things.
Wow.
So I'm going to make it somewhere that everybody's going to stop there. Milton is going to be the destination. That's been my goal for speed skating. And that's just been me my whole entire life.
Ed, I love it. And, you know, I think American Magic is getting all of this attention for having brought this unique thing to Pensacola. And here in our backyard, in a place that only locals probably, and of course the community of skating knows, and that's why I wanted to tell people about this, because it's amazing what is being done in Milton through your operation. Back to David Weber, the owner of Weber Skate World and the builder who is putting together this parabolic, you know, racetrack, the only one in the U.S. of its kind. And, I mean, it's amazing. In little old Milton, just up the road on Dogwood. David, give people a sense of this, because I've not watched, obviously, what happens at your operation, but what kind of speeds do people get up to when they're competing in these kind of races? Like, what kind of speed will this track handle?
Well, the other day we were on with the kids. You know, I'm a world class. I have about 15 world class kids that I do a lot of training with. I train about 9 times a week, and they were running 28, and they weren't even wide open. They were just kind of getting the feel of the track. And
miles
it's not
per
even
hour
coded yet. So, yeah,
wow.
You know, they'll hit 35. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, on this track, because I mean, they were really running 80% the other day, just because it's not coated yet and there's no handrail up top, so I won't let them open up on it. But it's going to be the fastest track in the world. It's the newest design. I have the only track in the world that's only 18 feet wide. All the old tracks are 26 feet wide. They narrowed this track to make it more like indoor racing, that's what I feel like, because now it's just faster because the corners come up quicker. Even though it's the same track at the 200 meter, because that's how you, from the inside, it's not quite as wide. So those banks come up a whole lot faster. So there's a lot more racing up top and in the middle instead of at the bottom. So it's going to be, I'm excited for it. Like I said, it's going to be a, you know, Outdoor Nationals will be held here. Every year from here on out until somebody else builds a track, because I'm going to make it happen. I mean, that's kind of what I built it for. And we'll do residency for, you know, other countries will come here to stay here, just skate on the track. You know, there's already 6 people moved here because of the track for speed skate.
How many
system?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, how many people do you think will actually come to Milton just to train on your track when it's up and built?
Everybody that speed skates the United States will come here. They will come here at least once or twice a year. They already come here once for now. It'll be for 6 days. So now my tournament's gonna go from 4 to 6 days because of the track. So, and then ODN will be in May usually, and they'll stay here for 10 days. And there's usually about 500 or 600 contestants for that. So, you know, you look at those two events alone right there, and residency, probably every month there'll probably be 100 kids come just to train on the track.
That's so unbelievable. How much do you have in it? What does the project cost roughly? You don't have to say it's your private business.
With me owning the project, I've done a lot of the work myself, but I'm probably $1 million in it.
Wow.
When it's all said and done with.
If you had to ballpark, just a ballpark, have you looked at, like, economic impact for this, or had, you know, the Haas Center or anybody look at, you know, kind of what's the impact economically you expect?
Well, I really, between me, don't know. I just know.
That's fair.
Just from my tournament, you know, just from my tournament alone, what it brings to the community for 4 days. So you figure 3 months out of the year for the county, we're going to have, you know, 10 to 20,000 people here skating on my track, and across the world. I don't even know who's going to come. They're already calling me from everywhere to just come skate on it, because it's the newest thing. It's going to be cool. I'm excited. I'm itching, because, you know, I want it done already, but I've had to wait on everything from, you know how it goes.
Yeah,
everything. You know, you wait, hurry up, and then you wait. But as soon as the handrail's up, we coat the track next month. I had to wait 30 days after it was poured to coat it. So next month we'll coat it. It's going to be nice, because I'm going to have not only do I have all the lights set up, I have 24 lights on it. I also have a glow-in-the-dark light that's underneath the railing that's built into it. So, you know, I can have sessions out there, have families come out and enjoy the place, especially certain times of month.
Well, it is genuinely amazing. When you stumble upon it, you'll be like, the what now? You know, and then as you say, when you have thousands of people here for these events, I love it. And I just wanted to focus on it a little bit today. David Weber, he is the owner of Weber Skate World. David, hey, man, thanks for what you've done for rejuvenating skating in Milton and for bringing this world-class facility here to Milton so that we can enjoy, you know, being the center of attention of the whole skating world at it. I appreciate it. And thanks for what you do, man. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. 652 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew.